He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Well, Reliance Stadium actually is a pretty quiet place these days. Texans coaches are on vacation. Most of the players are taking advantage of some free time during the offseason. But I was able to catch up with one Texan who's around rehabbing. Defensive end Earl Cochran has been visiting the training room, getting ready for what he calls a very productive offseason, where he will be rehabbing his toe that he injured last year. But first, Texans fans, don't forget, HoustonTexans.com will be making the trip to the Pro Bowl with Andre Johnson and Mario Williams. So log on to HoustonTexans.com next week for all of your Pro Bowl coverage. Defensive end Earl Cochran was having one of the best seasons of his career. He had his first career start and two sacks, but he injured his toe and was forced to go on injured reserve in November. I caught up with Earl, who's been rehabbing his toe and just getting ready in the offseason for free agency. Here's what he had to say about his rehab process and about the Texans' new defensive coaching staff.
Very disappointed. We had developed a chemistry as the D-line, and I started to find my rhythm as a pass rusher inside, and I was getting really excited about the things we were starting to do. And then the injury came up, and then it was like everything, like the light just went off. Like the lights were starting to shine on the D-line, then all of a sudden it just went off for me. But the D-line continued to play and get everything together. But like I said, the chemistry kind of disappeared as when I left the field.
Well, before you went on injured reserve, you'd had your first career start. You had two sacks. What do you think you proved about yourself last season?
I mean, just I feel like I proved that if you give me time and put me in a position, I'm going to learn how to play that position to the best of my ability and give you the best that I have on the field. And if at a position for a period of time, I become the best at that position.
Well, now you're rehabbing the toe. How's that rehab going for you?
It's going good. It sounds like I'm ahead of schedule, but it's a lot that goes into it. I mean, a lot of people say it's a toe injury or something minor, but it's like I have to learn the whole process of walking, and right now I'm in a walking stage. I'll be ready for this season.
Well, while you're rehabbing, the Texans hired Frank Bush as the defensive coordinator. Of course, you know him because he worked a lot with the defensive line. What do you think about Bush becoming the D coordinator for the Texans?
I'm really excited to see how this season turns out, because I know what he's going to bring, and it's all about players buying into it. I mean, by him being here last year, and then he'd always do the run report. He wasn't the linebacker's coach; he was actually the D-line coach, but he would go over the run, and I feel like we played good against the run. And when we did fail against the run, it wasn't because of scheming or whatever; it was because of players out of position. I think if everyone just buy into the system and get behind them, I think we'll be good this year.
Well, I talked to Frank Bush, and he said that he wants his defense to be attacking and aggressive. What kind of mentality do you think he has?
Well, I think he has a mentality that he's the best at what he do, and by what we're saying be the best, he's gonna put us in the best position to make plays. And like I say, if you just buy into the system and believe in what he's trying to do with the team, I think we will attack. And then sometimes he know how to play the mind games and set you up and put you out there where teams may think we're attacking, but we're just sitting back and making plays.
We talked about last year the defensive line coming together, you know, trying to find its chemistry. What do you think they need to do, the defensive line needs to do next season to take the game to the next level?
I mean, like I said, we have a new coach. I mean, really, when a new coach comes in, you have to buy into what that coach believes in, because each coach has his philosophy. So everything that we learn, I mean, by having said we had a chemistry last year, we have to develop a chemistry within the scheme of what the new coach wants. And when the new coach come in, like I said, just buy into the system. When you buy into the system, I mean, regardless of what it is, if the system is set up for success, if you buy into it, you'll become successful.
All right, well, you're a free agent. How do you feel about free agency this offseason?
I mean, I feel pretty good about it. Like I said, I'll be ready for the season. I mean, everything's up in the air. I know Anyone that knows me knows that I'm a hard worker, and I'll be ready to go when it's time to strap on the pads and the helmet and everything. So they know what they're going to get from me. I mean, proof is on film. I mean, you can go back from day one. So you know what you're going to get from me. 100%, all I got.
All right, well, this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. Where are you watching the game, and who is your pick?
Actually, this year I'm going to watch the game from home because I do have rehab. Like I said, I'm on a steady rehab pace, so Monday mornings I'm in rehab. So I'm going to watch it at home, and I'm going to pick the underdogs. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Even though I'm a defensive guy, I'm going to go with the underdogs, pick the Cardinals.
Cardinals have been playing pretty good defense, though. So if their defense can bring it, people say they've got a very good shot.
Yeah, they have a good defense, but if you take the two defenses that's going to step on that field, it's hands down Pittsburgh is the better defense. But I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I want the underdog.
All right. Well, good luck with the rehab. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.